Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We haven't talked to Eric Henry in a couple of weeks, not since the win at Marlins Park, a great win for the FIU program, and certainly something that after the game, when I was walking around and talking to some of the coaches, rightfully so, a lot of them are coming, I wish we can go out and recruit now. And I'll tell you what, that was kind of the theme. That's what you do when you come up with a huge win like that. You kind of parlay it into a recruiting. And Eric Henry, as he's done throughout the course of the year, especially during the season, is kind enough to join us this evening. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. And wow. I know that they had a little bit of hangover this weekend, but they still played extremely well against Marshall. Marshall's a pretty good football team, but they're bowl eligible, now waiting their fate to see where they end up.
Yeah, Bloom, before I get started, I've got to mention something. The last time I was on your illustrious program, Danny welcomed us back with the Miami fight song and mentioned, did FIU have a fight song? And I feel like most of South Florida who did not know that knows that now after the win over Miami. So that was a great building block for the program. And like you mentioned, a lot of the coaches, a lot of the guys there who were doing the recruiting want to get out there and hit the recruiting trail right there and then. So it was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, you and I talked about it in the pregame, and, you know, we saw what was there. We saw the recruits on the sideline, the atmosphere. I told you it was electric. I, you know, win, lose, or draw, I even said that. You know, even talking to the Miami fans, I said, you got to appreciate when you get a game like this, especially an atmosphere that rekindled the old times of the Orange Bowl. But at the same time, you know, you're in 2019 and you're playing at a baseball stadium that, you know, after a couple of hours, you never even paid attention. That was a baseball stadium. The product on the field was extremely entertaining. You know, everything that went with it. You know, I mean, like, I know sour time for Miami, but you know what? You know, when there's always a negative and a positive to every situation, and for FIU, certainly a positive moving forward, because when these guys go out recruiting and certainly National Signing Day coming up in a couple of weeks, it's a feather in their cap. I mean, you know, they've got a win over a Power 5 school, perhaps the biggest win in school history, against a team that, you know, a logo that has been branded over the last 40 years as one of the figureheads in college football. So certainly you run with that, but at the same time you embrace, you know, the opportunity to have a football game in Miami-Dade County with two Division I schools.
Yeah, Blue, and talk about this. This was the most impressive thing just from a pure football perspective, was that, think about this for a second. This was supposed to be FIU's final home game, right? You know, they scheduled this one out so they can have the atmosphere at Marlins Park, and you were there, but the Hurricanes go onto the field, and it feels like the 1980s, you know, the crowd roars. When FIU takes the field, it's nothing but booze. So think right. about this for a second. They actually get their best win in program history playing in the toughest atmosphere that any of these kids have played in the 3 years under Butch Davis. So, I mean, that to me was just the most impressive part about it, is that they banded together, and you don't see those type of crowds when you play CUSA at Middle Tennessee State, you know? And so no. That made that win all the more impressive.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I mean, like you mentioned that. I mean, and obviously things will change over time. I mean, you know, FIU still a fledgling program as far as that's concerned. And you look at last week at Hard Rock. Philadelphia was the visiting team, but you couldn't tell it. I mean, there was like 80% of the fans are Philadelphia fans. So it's all that more satisfying when you win a quote unquote home game where you're not the home favorite, you know. I mean, and I know, I mean, you look at Butch Davis, and here's a guy, how many big wins has he had in his career? A billion. You know, I mean, there's always been, you know, you take a look at whether it be at North Carolina or where the, you know, when he was an assistant in Oklahoma State or wherever he was in his coaching career, and certainly down here with the Hurricanes, he's had so many wins like that, but you could see in his face what a gratifying win it was for the kids, okay? You know, not for him, and no revenge or no, hey, I should have gotten a job and I should have. No, that wasn't what he was about. He was so much for the kids because I had a chance to talk to him after the game. And that was the thing. He goes, you know, Larry, this, I feel so great for these kids because they came here, you know, wanting to play in a game like this and wanting to come out on top in a game like this. And they did. So when you go recruiting now and you say, you know, you have a chance to beat teams like Miami, it's not a lie anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the biggest misconceptions about Coach Davis is that, you know, they think Butch is kind of, you know, just turned 68 years old and that he's this old grizzled veteran who, you know, is just, you know, win at all costs. And Butch really is. I mean, I've seen him not even just after the Miami win, but he's an emotional guy after senior day after a win against Old Dominion.
Sure.
So what you just said right there is really spot on. He really does, you know, kind of feel that for the players. And then the transition to recruiting, it's one of those things. I know you had my buddy Jake Elman on, you know, at 820,
yeah,
and we'll have to see how things play out up in Boca, but should they lose their head coach, that was a big recruiting chip right there, is, you know, kind of that Lane Kiffin, Butch Davis deal right there. And if you lose one of those elements, I think you got to give the edge back to FIU in terms of recruiting South Florida homes with someone like Butch Davis, who has been a staple in an institution in South Florida for all these years.
No doubt about it. Eric Henry joining us. And, you know, Eric, at the top of the show, we had FIU commitment Teddy Richardson on. And here's a kid who's, you know, just like Thornton and just like a lot of these kids who get overlooked. You know, a quality football player that can play the game. I mean, you saw. I mean, it's just not by accident that a Gator plays well. It's not by accident that a Morgan plays well or any of these guys. These are good football players. A lot of them, you know, they get overlooked. And talk about that, because you have a roster of FIU players that come from South Florida that don't have a chip on their shoulder necessarily, but they have a lot of talent. They get overlooked maybe because they're a step slow. They maybe get overlooked because they may have missed a ball while a coach was watching them. But these kids can play. Excuse me. These kids can play.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, Blue. I mean, you know, you hit the nail on the head there. Talk about not even just with FIU for a second, a guy I know you know very well, Victor Tucker, who took his talents up to Charlotte. He's one of the best receivers in Conference USA. So it goes to say just throughout all of G5 football, but in specificity to FIU, there are a lot of kids. You talk about Tony Gator, you know, Shamar Thornton. Even look at the kids who came back, right? Guys like Alexi Jean-Baptiste and Chris Whitaker, who, yes, they may have gotten some P5 attention, you know, from the Arkansas, the Kentuckys of the world, but for whatever reason, they made their way back home to South Florida, and they're doing it at FIU. And there's a lot of, I mean, Anthony Jones, the list goes on. So you're going to have those guys on FIU's roster who, it's not even necessarily a chip on their shoulder as much as it is. I think they realize, you know, hindsight being 2020, it may be the right thing to do it at home. And then you pair those guys with a kid like Jeremiah Holeman coming in next year, you know, the recruit from University of Georgia, the transfer from University of Georgia. Yeah, this is going to be a really talented team next year. Yes, they're going to lose James Morgan, but if they can get the quarterback situation worked out, you know, this is just kind of the beginning of things looking in the right direction for Butch Davis and his program.
And look at Borregales, huh? You know, I mean, this kid, I mean, you know, he's been wanting to do this for so long at a stage like this. He gets a chance. Sage Lewis, another player who, you know, we watched in high school. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Eric, and certainly moving forward. Before we let you go, where do you think FIU will end up?
You know, I honestly believe, and this was kind of the inkling I had gotten from talking about some of the people in you know, in communication staff and also with the coaches, that they prefer to stay local. You know, if you could do it either in Boca or even the Cure Bowl, one of the projections I saw was a Cure Bowl matchup with a Gasparilla Bowl matchup in Tampa with UCF.
Oh, wow.
And I think that would be a heck of a matchup, right? Just because you come off the win against Miami, you're in the minds of the national atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
And then you want to, you know, bring that back around. If you can play a UCF, win or lose, just my perspective, win or lose, you're going to finish the year with UCF and then start next year at UCF. You keep FIU in the national atmosphere and the minds of these people saying, hey, we know that program. They're the ones who beat Miami. And then, you know, just let the chips fall where they may.
No doubt. And you'll have a good bed to sleep in as well, I'm sure, in the Tampa area. I'm sure you know a few people in that area. Eric, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you in 2 weeks. We'll kind of preview the bowl. Thanks so much. It was a lot of great times at that game. I enjoyed it a lot. And certainly I hope we have them every other year.
Absolutely, Boo. Talk to you later.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, you know, reliving that. I know, Danny, it's painful.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.